IT transformation calls for true collaboration between cross-functional teams, from leaders to developers. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The Trump administration has some big and controversial ideas for the Office of Personnel Management and the General Services Administration to sort of mash up in its government-wide reorganization report. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee says it's interested in these ideas, but it wants a lot more detail. GSA says it's uniquely positioned to better serve federal managers with their human resources needs. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
It's not going to happen overnight, but the Office of Personnel Management and the General Services Administration are moving forward on the Trump administration's proposed reorganization. Nothing is set in stone, at least not yet. Both agencies say they're pretty far along with moving HR Solutions. That's OPM's fee-for-service organization that helps agencies with their human resources needs. It manages big programs like USA Jobs. OPM and GSA say they've put together task forces to start reviewing both organizations and what things they have in common. They're also working on a timeline and action plan for each move. OPM Director Jeff Pahn.
Well, we're taking these things in phases. We can't do it all at once. And the authorities that we have, we're taking a look at what authorities we have administratively and what we need to work with Congress.
And GSA Administrator Emily Murphy.
We're looking at this as an iterative process. We're trying to be agile and hopefully make this part of a conversation also so we can be coming up and talking to you on a regular basis about what the next steps are going to be, asking for your input and having that dialogue.
For HR Solutions, both agencies believe they can move the office from OPM to GSA without help from Congress. Murphy says a timeline mapping that move should be done sometime in the late summer or early fall. Both agencies' legal teams are still reviewing, though, whether they can move OPM's current health and retirement services to GSA with or without Congress. And a timeline is less clear. Here's Murphy.
I first want to start by saying that the transition of either retirement or health care to GSA has not been decided. That's a phase two issue. It's one that we're continuing to do a lot of exploration. Okay. We'd be looking at that as something as potentially the 2020 or 2021 budget. However, when you look at GSA's role, we're not really a policy organization. We're an administrative back office. So we take the policy directives or the mission requirements from our customer agencies, whether it be OPM, where we already work with them on things like the Human Capital and Training Solutions contract or many other programs, and we then put them into implementation. We process the transactions, we make things happen, and we try and find the efficiencies to make it happen so that it pleases the agencies who are our customers, it makes it easier for their employees to do their jobs, and it ultimately results in savings for the taxpayers.
There's another reason, though, why OPM is taking its time on health and retirement. Pahn says he wants to first modernize the federal retirement system before handing the paper-based processing over to GSA. Pahn says he wants to create an employee digital record that pulls in data from a worker's personnel file, plus other information from human resources, payroll, health, and other systems. That record would track an employee's entire career, from hiring to retirement. Here's Pahn with Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee Chairman James Langford.
Employee digital record will help agencies move people from agency to agency and move them to retirement systems without the paper. I want to make sure that we deliver that in good order to GSA so that the digital infrastructure can be worked on together, but I'm not having her and the GSA organization inherit some of the problems that OPM has been dealing with for decades. I want to make sure on my watch that we move to a digital environment, and that will take at least a year or two.
Okay, so let me try to clarify that. So the goal on, let's say, retirement, just take that piece of it, is to try to fix the system and then transfer it.
Correct.
Rather than transfer it and have someone else clean it up.
Correct.
OPM has tried several times now to modernize its retirement system. Most attempts never fully got off the ground or got dedicated funding, or they just got sidelined by other priorities. Few senators on the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee had questions on maybe the most controversial OPM reorganization proposal, the possibility of moving OPM's personnel policy offices to the White House. It's a concern, though, for Senator Kamala Harris. Here she is with OPM Director Pahn.
This reorganization would put and actually make HR policy for career staff be a function of politics and not merit. That is truly my concern. How would that be addressed? I think we agree on the goal, but how are you going to address that?
Yeah, I think the current laws, none of the responsibilities or roles right now are proposed to change. It's the service functions and transactional systems that is the focus of our current planning. All of the policies and the rights of the OPM director, the role of the OPM director still stays in this organization and entity.
Right out of the gate, senators asked about where these proposals to reorganize OPM came from. Senator Maggie Hassan.
We spoke last week in our hearing about how some of these ideas were top-down and some were bottom-up. So let me start with you, Director Pahn. Was this an idea that came from the agency or the White House or somewhere else?
Pahn didn't have much of a detailed answer. He reiterated the history of the Trump administration's reorganization initiative, the executive order, the guidance, and the public comment solicitation. He didn't offer much more than that. However,
I wanted to be clear on this one point. This proposal is not a secretive plan to fire civil servants. Rather, it is an opportunity to elevate the federal civil service and workforce management functions to maximize operational efficiency for human capital services.
Senators didn't press Pahn for more detail. They did want more clarification, though, on why GSA is the right organization to pick up some of OPM's challenges. Senator Heidi Heitkamp with Pahn.
Why does it have to go over there in order for you to solve this problem?
I think it's operational efficiency. One part of OPM does the policy end of things. The other part of the spectrum, we provide services to agencies. General Services Organization does services for IT acquisition. And I think, finance and HR are the next steps to consolidating that back office infrastructure. That, to me, as an executive...
So it's kind of a one-stop shop for the backbone.
It is the one-stop shop for administrative services for the federal government.
And you would see retention within your operation to be that public policy making,
right,
that innovation, whatever it
government-wide
is.
Government-wide policy... management of personnel management, but staying out of the fee-for-service type of business.
GSA says it's uniquely positioned to help federal managers get better administrative services. Here's Murphy.
If you're coming to either GSA or OPM right now and trying to use the Human Capital Training Services contract, it's unclear where you're supposed to go. By bringing these two groups together, it's going to be much easier for our customers to work on it. It also means we can use those assisted acquisition professionals to provide greater service across the government.
In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Nicole's story at FederalNewsRadio.com.